This is the Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. This episode is an encore of a show we aired back in April of 2022, but this is its podcast debut. Coming up, I have a conversation with Zach Hay, musician and owner of the Indiana-based ambient label Past Inside the Present. We'll also listen to some of his music played from vinyl. Indianapolis hip-hop artist D-App shares his top five favorite songs with us, and we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana Music Playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or you can listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. The internationally renowned ambient label Past Inside the Present is based here in Indianapolis, and the label's owner releases music under the name Zach Hay. He chats with me about his work in the music industry in just a moment, but first let's listen to some of his music. This is an excerpt from the piece Sacred Silence by Zach Hay and City of Dawn, and I ripped this one from vinyl, so listen for the pops and crackles. How did you get into making ambient music?
So making ambient music, you know, it stemmed from, you know, childhood memories and nostalgia. My mother, she went to the School of Manhattan for opera. My great uncle was a trumpist, played with individuals like Miles Davis.
Wow.
I feel like it started, you know, at least appreciating music and tonality at a very young age. I would say I started getting more into the ambient and any kind of music I could get my hands on when I discovered the bottom cabinet of my parents' great room where there was just records, and I was enamored and very curious about what these things were. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, Roxy music, and then there was music for airports that was in that collection. And that's what really tuned me into that sound of just, you know, the repetition, but ever so delicately. You know, space music is what, you know, would have described that ambient back in the 70s. Went to school for audio video production at IUPUI. That's when I started writing music independently. But it just so happens it took me until 2018 to actually start releasing anything. It was just never good enough, right? Mm-hmm. You know, in my mind. And then the very first release on Past Inside the Present was a solo album of mine. And I honestly didn't want to release it. I just was testing the quality of the cassettes. We wanted to do a cassette run. So I was actually going by Zach Hay, but it was the Japanese translation, Japanese writing of it. So nobody would know who it was or what it was, you know.
Sneaky.
Yeah, yeah. come to find out, people really liked that album. And, you know, we're now over 100 releases in our short time as a label. And then I was like, shoot, I'm stuck with this stupid name, Zach Hay. I would have come up with something, I don't know, maybe a little more interesting. But that's the brand, I guess.
So you've only been around since 2018, you said?
Yep.
But you've done a lot since then, seemingly, and Past Inside the Present seems to be getting – I've heard it's relatively popular overseas.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we have a very big following in Europe, United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, and we have you know, distributors throughout the world.
That's great. So you – release music by international artists as well?
Indeed, yeah.
But also Indiana artists?
Indeed.
Aside from yourself?
Yes.
Do you want to shout some of those Indiana artists out?
I definitely got to shout out, you know, a couple of my brothers here in this city. That would be Mark Ertl. We go back with playing post-rock music together as Pillars. We now, you know, do Dawn Course and the Infallible Sea. Lo Howe. which is Dylan Wilson, also goes by Dylan Prevails, a local producer here. Wayne Robert Thomas, man, he's my guy. He is the ambient guitar drone mastermind. He has a lot of wonderful albums coming up. Then we got Osa, which is Kate and Slusher, a good friend of mine. Worked together at Indie Scene and Vinyl, you know, 16 years ago. So it's wonderful to have him on the roster as well.
I feel like there's a growing awareness or a growing group of people that are making ambient music. Do you think there's any reason for that rise in ambient awareness and ambient creation?
I feel like a lot of people are self-reflecting, and there's a lot of contemplation, a lot of thought, a lot of busyness in this world where I feel like a lot of people just want to step back, mm-hmm. you know, and be still for a moment. And, you know, that's just one wonderful thing about ambient music, that because there is a lack of structure and it's more of a sound, a tonality that really, you know, promotes being still and getting away from the busyness of life, I can, at least for myself, most certainly understand why that is such a popular or accepting, you know, attribute to anybody's life.
How do you go about writing these pieces?
It started out, I mean, I had an archive, I mean, external hard drives of just sounds that I made throughout the years. I mean, some of the music that you hear, you know, currently that I dropped anywhere from 18 to now, a lot of those elements, you know, span back to 2003, 2004. Most recently, you know, what has really, really, I feel like, heightened my writing style is starting with a poem. So my wife's a writer, so she would write some beautiful poems, and then those poems correlated to song titles. Mm. And then we would kind of create a story together. So that has been so rewarding to incorporate my wife's creativity into the music of Zake.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's a family affair over at Pass Inside the Present.
Absolutely.
That's great. So for someone that is unfamiliar with ambient music or wants to break into trying to listen to it, I feel like it could be a little daunting because, like, your albums, for example, you'll pull up a track and it's like, wow, this thing's 20 minutes long. One track, you know, there's right. five tracks on this thing. How do you listen to ambient music?
Right. So ambient music's very personal. It's very intimate. Ambient music for me puts me in a certain mood or a certain, you know, mindset, right? Mm-hmm. So it could be actively listening and focusing on the different layers and textures, or it could simply just be, you know, playing, but it's almost like a soundtrack to wherever you are, right? So there's definitely a duality there for sure.
Where can people keep up with your music and Past in the Present online?
We do PastInsideThePresent.com, shorter, PITP.us. To catch up or stay up to date with me, it's Zake Drone, ZakeDrone.com. Bandcamp, that's where you're going to find all of our cassettes, vinyl, CDs, digital. And the only brick-and-mortar store here in Indy, Indy CD and Vinyl. Go see those cats on Broad Ripple Avenue. They'll take care of you.
Thanks, Zake, for that interview and sending over that record. Coming up after a quick break, we'll listen into Diop's top 5 songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. In just a moment, we'll hear indie hip-hop artist Diop's top 5 songs, but first here's an excerpt from his track Double or Nothing, featuring Skip.
Double or nothing, my flavor been bumping. You see it, I be it, like ARs, I'm dumping. Lace them, I break them, cock back, I'm dunking. Get peeled like an onion, I break backs, it's nothing. Double or nothing, my flavor been bumping. You see
time. I expect to shine. Honestly, I just picked what I was listening to this past month that impacted me. Perfect. So the first one is What It Feels Like featuring Nipsey Hussle and Jay-Z. So yeah, that song came out recently as a part of the Black Messiah and Judas movie soundtrack. And Jay-Z's masterful, Nipsey Hussle's masterful, and they both represent entrepreneurship as well as craftsmanship. It's displayed on the song through the content and the execution of it.
Nah, the only reason I survive because it's special first. You get successful, then it gets stressful thirst. Gonna test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, one of them pressure burst. Street, still I get checks and spurts. I'm for peace, but before I get pressed, I murk. Better days, pray for, but expecting worse. At this level, boy, I'm just less concerned. Cruising in the six, looking at
the next song I picked was Unthinkable by Alicia Keys. And I recently was on Instagram. And some kind of way I stumbled across her playing it on live, playing the keys and singing it. The emotion in that song, the songwriting, it just kind of touches the spirit. And it came out years ago, but once I heard it live again, it felt like it was impacting me for the first time.
Moment of honesty. Someone's gotta take the lead tonight. Who's it gonna be? I'm gonna sit right here and tell you all that comes to me. And if you have something to say,
The third song is called Flex by Polo G featuring Juice WRLD. And I feel like that beat is contagious. It's a nice pace, up tempo, has energy. Polo G is very melodic with his rapping, and so is Juice WRLD. So their vocal textures along with the production, it creates an overall nice sentiment that I like. I had on repeat quite a few times in my car.
Not you born hustler, stunning is my strong suit. Flexing with a 100 cash, look at what these songs do. Can't stand the baller, baby, I do what I want to. I be with some steppers, I don't care about what you gon' do. West like the Warriors, all my gon' shoot. He gon' have to take a loss, all my gon' to. I know a bad bitch and I'm who she belong to. I just picked a Cuban up from wifey, these stones new. Doji and Gabbana's on my.
The fourth is Neptune by my dog, Man Dog, and he just released this, and it's featuring Willis and Baby Ebony. And when I listened to that song, even though I saw the creation process of it, once it was released, it kind of hit differently because I'm able to listen to it juxtaposed to anything else coming out, and it feels good that it can compete at the highest level of artistry and sound quality. So it checks all the boxes, and it's good just to know the backstory of those artists and the amount of time we've put in collectively and independently to arrive at the standpoint where the product speaks for itself.
Nowadays everything's changed, it's outrageous. I left some people but I can't remember their faces. Sometimes I wish I could find the time that I wasted. Money inside of my mind and I cannot waste it. Out of my mind. Out of my mind. The storm is coming through the night. Muddy on my name, but I don't want your Sprite.
And then the last song I chose is called Love Hangover by Diana Ross. And really, I'm always sampling things from the 70s, specifically soul. And I think that's something that I sampled recently. So it was in my Apple Music liked songs, and I returned to it just because it's just a nice vibe. It makes you feel good. So yeah, those are the five that I picked today.
Remedy, I run from it.
where can people listen to your music and keep up with you online?
Yeah, so Diop, spelled D-I-O-P. I'm on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. And I also have a Bandcamp, and that's D-I-O-O-O-P, so four O's. But yeah, if you look up my name and type in any of my releases, Still Shining, New Mistakes, or Unfinished, Far From Perfect, it'll pull up all my songs. And just take some time to get familiar with my catalog and reach out to me. I'm definitely interested in connecting with listeners to find out how it impacts you and also what you're working on and what your creative endeavors are as well.
Thanks to Diop for that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's preview a track from our upcoming small studio session release from indie-based punk band Dana Scully and the Tiger Sharks. Adam, you recorded that session a few weeks back. What can we expect in this latest session?
So much good stuff. I fell in love with this band when we were recording. This song that we're about to play is my favorite one. The lyrics are so good. The chorus, the fact I got out of bed today is a miracle. Like, who hasn't ever felt that way? Oh, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Maybe even today.
You know. Nice. What's the title again?
It's called Toaster.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, this is Toaster from Dana Scully and the Tiger Sharks here on Small Studio Signal Boost.
You cross my mind.
That was Dana Scully and the Tiger Sharks with Toaster from the band's Small Studio Session. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross, and I have another new track tonight, Adam. This is from dynamic Indianapolis hip-hop band Native Son, another Small Studio alum. The band's newest album, Never Be King, premiered on April 1st. This is the new single from the album. It's called Under the Sun and features Indianapolis singer-songwriter and Small Studio alum Allison Victoria.
Double Small Studio alums on one track. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. And you know, Rob Dixon, Indianapolis jazz legend, is also on this album. So definitely check this out. Lots of talent there.
Sounds really promising.
It's really, really good. So let's listen to this first song from the album. This is Under the Sun on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Under the Sun.
That was the latest single from indie-based Native Son. The band's new album is called Never Be King, and that track, Under the Sun, features Allison Victoria. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross. So, Adam, what's happening in Indiana music?
I've spoken with both Andrew Gustin of Loud Diamond and John Rogers of Hidden Music and Golden Moses on this show in the past, and I'm happy to report that they've teamed up to record an album together under the name Future Beings at the Dawn of Time. This is one from their album Send and Receive. It's Golden Hour Routines on Small Studio Signal Boost. We've been getting a ton of great submissions to the station through the Local Frequency Project lately. We love hearing what you have to share, so if you're a music maker, keep them coming at wfyi.org/local-frequency. This next one is a submission we got from Indianapolis artist Epimelia Hiautu called Capture Myopathy.
I've always been taken by the storms on the sea.
Well, that's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. This has been Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just go to wfyi.org/local-frequency. We are at our last song of the night. This is Doug Sauter with Irish Indiana on Small Studio Signal Boost.